Hello, this is Neil Parrott, Senior Product Marketing Manager at IBM. We have Tom Gallagher, America's Partner Manager from DataWatch, with us today to talk about IBM Content Manager on Demand, or CMOD as we sometimes call it, and specifically a DataWatch customer's experience with implementing CMOD and value-added software from Datatech. So let's get right to it. Tell us a little bit about DataWatch, Tom.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Neil. I'd be glad to. DataWatch Corporation is a leader in the enterprise information management software space. We enable companies to make better business decisions by providing an easy way to transform the massive amounts of report data into concise, actionable business intelligence. Our software enables this without any changes needed to existing systems, and more importantly, without any new programming and without any additional stress on IT for custom programming. I should add that DataWatch was founded in 1985, and we've been publicly traded since 1992. So we've definitely been around. We're the unchallenged leader within the specific niche that we're engaged in. DataWatch is a worldwide corporation headquartered in Boston with 140 employees worldwide, including offices in London, Sydney, and Manila.
So that sounds great, a market-leading solution. And tell us about your strategy partnership with IBM.
Well, DataWatch has been a partner for IBM for over 10 years. Our Monarch report mining software is used by over 35,000 organizations worldwide, including most of, if nearly all, of IBM's content manager on-demand customers. Monarch is regarded by the IBM ECM staff as the de facto standard for transforming reports and other semi-structured documents that are stored in CMOD into actionable business intelligence. Officially, DataWatch is an IBM advanced business partner, and our software applications have several credentials awarded by IBM in that it's server-proven and industry-optimized for starters. We have important strategic initiatives going on today with IBM, including the Proof of Technology Workshop Series, which is available at IBM Tech Centers across the USA and available upon request by IBM district managers worldwide. The workshop demonstrates how multiple departmental users would be able to use the combined software of IBM and DataWatch to solve a number of common and practical business challenges that they experience in specific industries. IBM and DataWatch are strategic to one another, since the same customer that needs the most scalable report management archive on the planet, which of course CMOD is, that very same customer needs a way to get concise, actionable business intelligence from that same raw report data. Well, IBM provides the customer vastly superior report management technology. Only together do we provide a superior practical business solution.
So in my opening comments, I alluded to the fact that there's a recent customer deployment that's got some pretty exciting news to talk about. Can you give us some background about this specific customer? And in particular, tell us the situation that led this customer to want or actually need to implement CMOD.
As far as the situation, we're notified by Louise Hawley, who's IBM's worldwide sales and sales support consultant, one of your top specialists with Content Manager on Demand. She was conducting a professional survey of the customer's requirements, was asked to present back a whole solution. During the process, Louise brought in DataWatch and our mutual business partner, Silicon Plains Technologies. But first, let's look at what was found. The customer is based in the Midwest region in the United States and has operations in Australia, Canada, and the UK. As you can probably tell, Neil, I'm not at liberty to really mention the customer name at this time, but I can certainly talk about the details. At first glance, this customer appeared to be a large media fulfillment division of a multi-billion dollar global publishing company. However, the actual production and fulfillment is outsourced, and the core business that they're in is really that of a marketing information services bureau. This is really a business case around information as a service. They manage lists of 150 million names and provide business intelligence to their 940 publisher clients. These clients include companies such as Businessweek, Forbes, Wall Street, Reader's Digest, and many, many others. They track marketing statistics. As you know, these companies are big advertisers, and they track the marketing statistics on 575 million outbound and 180 million inbound pieces of mail. So the customer has some very severe pains that come out of the dynamics of being in such a fast-paced business, customer-oriented business, along with the sheer numbers of reports, the disparate systems that they come from. They operate, by the way, off of IBM Z-Series mainframes. They put in multiple P-Series servers. They're running PeopleSoft on the mainframe, initially CMOD on the mainframe, and now we're out onto multiple P-Series servers. And the fact that many of these business processes that are going on around these reports are manual. Okay, a lot of manual business processes, very expensive. More specifically, millions of daily, weekly, and monthly reports from these disparate systems were needed to be further manipulated and broken down by customer. With an effort of about 1,200 man-hours per month, our prospect was manually separating reports, burning onto CDs, shipping to the top 200 of the 900-plus customers. Customers were then left to their own means to work with this raw data once it was finally received. And I should note, in many cases, the customers, the end customers, were using Monarch on the desktop to be able to turn the static reports into actionable information. To make matters worse, though, the manual processes were resulting in some errors from rekeying. There were also a lot of missed customer promise dates. Costs were mounting. Declining profitability as a result of all that. And, you know, most important, they had growing customer dissatisfaction. They were beginning to lose some customers to competition. So in short, they were losing their ability to profitably compete as a service bureau.
So some of the volumes you mentioned, Tom, are hallmarks of the CMOD system and its ability to tackle ingestion rates and processing rates in the millions. So what, in fact, did CMOD bring to the table, and what were the goals and objectives of this project?
Well, what you say is exactly right. CMOD is the only product on the planet, really, that could handle that those volumes. Even though the companies really consider an SMB account, these volumes are right up there with the big leaguers. As far as objectives, you know, when you're working with IBM, you're working with Louise Hawley and with Silicon Plains, you tend to treat customers as an extension of that partnership. So we treated them as a business partner, and we worked around the table to cement a really sharp project objectives. The main thing was, first of all, to take control of all this disparity. Reports were everywhere from all these disparate systems, and bring them into the content management on demand and organize them into a CMOD report, centralized CMOD report repository. The next big objective, of course, take care of that customer, provide them access 24/7 via a web-based portal. So instead of burning CDs, shipping them to people, they'd be able to get at their information on demand. Customers needed to optimize their promotion investments to maximize sales returns. They needed to come up with a way to assist them in doing that. Overall, there was an objective to reduce costs by eliminating these 1,200 man-hours of manual processes. And by the way, that 1,200 man-hours is just one example. These were everywhere. And so simply viewing the mass raw reports, it was realized, would not be good enough. So an objective was set to obtain web-based report mining and analytics so that the customer would be able to get useful business intelligence on a timely basis. And that's really why we were there.
So there were some pretty clear goals and objectives set at the outset. And now it's been implemented for a while. Perhaps you could tell us perhaps how long they've been rolling with this. You know, just how are they doing now?
Okay, well, the initial implementation was really internal at our customer, and you know, to first of all take care of the financial department and also the internal sales and marketing operations to get things in shape there. Part of the implementation was completed, I'd have to say, about 18 months ago, and then they went into a pilot project to begin implementing some external clients. They started with 6, they jumped to 25, and then the next step was to go up to 220 and then 470. So as they scaled, you know, Monarch RMS, of course, requires the content management on demand hit list to launch the product. So naturally, every time that they went with our licenses, they were adding additional on demand licenses. One area in particular that they've had great success with is on these millions of weekly reports where they obtain their circulation statistics. These are now providing customers, well, they're providing our customers with the answers to questions such as how many customers accepted which promotional offer, who canceled subscriptions based on where they placed their order, specific locations within a magazine, for instance, an ad might have been, what effects did promo have on circulation of alternative promos, which resulted in the best return on investments, who responded to certain invoicing tactics. As you know, publishers will sometimes just send you an invoice in the mail. They need to measure what the effectiveness is on that versus other tactics. How many customer service calls are getting through versus hang-ups. So in summary, 500 of our customers are now implemented, and plans are in place to deploy the balance all the way up to 940. They are now getting timely, actionable business intelligence on demand with a click of the mouse on selected reports in their CMOD report hit list. The customer appreciates the whole solution as it's enabled them to reduce costs by eliminating manual business processes, greatly enhance productivity, and enhance the customer's self-services.
So it sounds as if they're really gaining benefits in the way they can now go and market with much more intelligence and information to hand to be more strategic and specific in those marketing efforts, which is great.
Right.
Now, I know you've already explained you can't share with us the name of the client, but perhaps you can share with us the results this customer got as a result of implementing Content Manager on Demand.
Yeah, I'm very pleased to report that while the immediate ROI had to do with hard dollar cost savings from eliminating thousands of hours of manual business processes, customer was able to build customer satisfaction levels to the point that they literally received a standing ovation at their annual customer conference. And that is very literal. That a Midwest company, and they hold their customer conferences every year at the state fair. And with the state fair as the backdrop, they presented the whole solution, and they really did. I mean, these people were so relieved that they gave them a standing ovation. Use of IBM content managers multiplied as user licenses are no longer just in the accounting and sales, but extended on out to the customers. Concise business intelligence is being offered now with the use of Monarch RMS. So the way we look at it, Neil, when our customers are able to make smarter decisions faster and they optimize the way that they make investments in driving their revenues, wouldn't you agree this is truly a win for all of us?
Absolutely, Tom.
Now, DataWatch, I appreciate the opportunity to talk with you today on this podcast. I'd really like to thank Luis Hawley at IBM, Greg McCormick at Silicon Plains, and our customer for driving exceptional business value around the use of our combined whole solution.
Well, thank you, Tom, especially for taking the time to talk to us today about the IBM Content Manager on Demand product.
Well, I enjoyed it. It's a privilege, Neil. Thank you very much.